AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
Tell them what it is.
It's the authority on all things.
All
things.
Capital A.
A.
Capital L.
L.
Capital L.
L.
Tell
them the essence of an R&B singer is not just in how he sounds.
Or she.
Or she sounds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is also in how they look.
Yeah, it's a special edition episode.
Special edition episode.
Yeah.
Of when you artists are attracted to the aesthetic of an artiste. Mm-hmm. Well, there's an artiste that creates that aesthetic.
Yeah.
Okay? And she is here with us. Been doing it for me since the beginning of my career.
Yeah.
Make some noise for Tamika Foster Raymon.
Yeah. The style icon herself.
Style icon.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Yeah. Styling since style had style to style.
Me and Coco Chanel together. We old together.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You listen, I want to say this. Let me just say this off top and then we're going to get into it. For all y'all who just starting to wear chrome hearts. The chrome hearts was put on my body in 2000 by this woman right here.
Long time ago.
$25,000 belt.
That's crazy.
Gator two-piece, bottom and top.
Oh, shit.
We've been doing this.
Speak on it.
Long
speak
time. On it.
You're late.
Yeah.
I was styled by an icon.
Yeah, the leathers.
Birthday twin.
Birthday twin.
Town business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's that kind of episode today.
Yeah, we here.
We dripping today.
Come on, we here.
Huh? Yeah, that's here. That's nice what you got on.
You know, Tamika was coming today, baby. Huh? I had to put on a fabric.
That's that's expensive knitting. Expensive knitting.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If not, then you just stick a dick out on a regular shirt.
Look,
no, it ain't regular.
Little custom rich fresh dude beach. You know, everybody ain't got this size. You ain't built like me.
Something's wrong.
You're not built like me. Huh?
You don't know what you signed up for.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
We got family here today. Yeah. And she got that shit on too. Listen. When, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When did you know you had an eye for this? Like, you know, I made very poor clothing decisions in my desire to, in my transition from church to R&B. Because I didn't know.
Right.
And you were the first person that I got to see all, So I should, all right. And I didn't put the bandanas away, which I should have done that.
Well, you had the bandanas
in church? I went to the squat meets and bought all the bandanas. Well, you know, I was kind of like.
It's a comfort zone.
Army thug.
Still trying to be, I saw R. Kelly wear a bandana. I was like, I need a bandana.
You're like, I'm getting bandanas.
All the bandanas.
Right?
You know, you got to get one, you get four.
Yeah.
Four turn into eight. Who the nigga with the cranberry bandana on?
Did you ever stud? Did you ever bedazzle him? Did you ever
bedazzle him. I didn't go that far.
You did good. You did good.
I didn't do the Jaheim. I think Jaheim might have did that. Oh. And I think I might have stayed away from that. Because you styled him too. You did style my op.
I didn't do the bandanas though.
You styled my op. But he really wasn't, but we came out the same time.
In their minds.
But like, when did you know you had an eye for that? Like, did this start like as a young girl? Like, just having
super young,
yeah,
super young. My aunt Sadie, who is turning 100 next month.
Get out of here!
Shout out to Aunt
Sadie.
Aunt Sadie, real.
I'm trying to see 100.
Are you kidding me?
I can't wait to tell a nigga. You
she
know
got
I'm
a big party.
100 bun. I'm out here. I'm 100.
100 bun.
Yeah.
So she has a big party next month in San Francisco.
Oh, shit.
Yep, at the Wharf. Yep. So anyway, my aunt Sadie owned a boutique, and I was 6 years old working in a boutique, like having to separate clothes and run around. That was like my first job, first introduction to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into it really loving fashion, like brand names, like looking at the labels and learning that. Now I really love style more than labels and names.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realized the difference. I get the difference.
Yeah, but you was pulling some crazy stuff early.
I was doing a little fashion back then. So I did. People don't realize that. I don't know. What year we would even
2000.
2000. Yes. That's how long ago that I had a great relationship, partnership with Chrome Hearts. I did a couple of artists. I did you, Usher's Confessions album cover. That's all Chrome Hearts. All that jewelry. All that gold and everything on Confessions, the cover, people don't realize that's all Chrome Hearts, head to toe, always.
Wow. You down still know anybody over there?
You're like, you know anybody?
Because that nigga be paying full rate.
Full price.
You know what? They never discount it.
No.
No, they'll give you something if you wear it on the Grammys maybe, but no. I mean, I was just looking at a performance from the VMAs that I did. I don't know what year that was, but full Chrome Hearts. I think he got to keep the leather pants. Like, they don't do it. And I kind of like that. It doesn't water their brand down. They make it hard to get.
Hmm.
I appreciate that. That's cool.
Was it hard for you breaking into the entertainment space in terms of getting your
style
on people?
Super hard. Okay, well, let me tell you. The way this thing started, it was very funny.
Come on, take us back to the Bay.
I got to take it. It wasn't the Bay.
It didn't start in the Bay.
No, because I came here.
You know I want to start everything in the Bay.
I know, you think it all started. It started in the Bay because I was born in the Bay, if you will. No, but I got here. I went to the Fashion Institute downtown. I went to Fashion Institute. I wanted to be a merchandise marketing person. I wanted to be a buyer basically for all the stores.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So I learned the kind of the theory and the concept of what people look for when they buy things, how to price items, how to do displays, how to run a store, a boutique, whatever. And then I had a friend named Todd. Todd worked for Biv 10, Michael Bivins,
mm-hmm.
and he had just started his label at Motown. And he had a group coming out and he was like, I need you to fix my group. Get them right. And I was like, get them right? What do I do? Get them right? So he's like, the girls, I want them to look like you. Just get them, make them all have flavor like you. And I was like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you get dressed, you don't really think about what your image. I didn't have an image. I didn't know. So it was called Subway in 702.
702.
So my first official video was Subway, This Little Game We Play.
Oh, wow.
That's how old.
Love that record.
I'm really dating myself. So from there, I did not know what I was doing. Hi, sorry, Michael. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even know what to charge.
Okay.
They were seems like you, like,
I didn't know.
It seems like at least you had some schooling under your belt.
Going yeah, to fit I them. Did. You well, know yeah, what I'm like, yeah, no, I had, I knew color theory. I knew what colors, you know, what, like people are granimals, you know, they match. Like, oh, you're going to wear black, you're going to wear white, like this. But I knew that you can wear gray and you can put blue and you can do this, you know, you can add a little pumpkin and put a little, you know, how you can play with colors. And that I knew, but I didn't know how to pull clothes. I didn't know the first of how you acquire the clothes.
Gotcha. Right.
And another really good point to be known is that designers were not giving y'all clothes.
Right.
No.
Right.
They didn't want to give you guys clothes. Like, I'd have to be like, no, this is actually for Nat King Cole. Like, you know, like, they did not care, like, that I'm pulling for Usher or Tank or Jesse Powell and all those, all my early clients. They were looking at me like, who we've never, you know, they hadn't heard of any of you guys yet. So it was really a lot of finesse to make them say, this person's on the up. Like, I used to write letters. Like, my office will tell you, my old assistants, who are now all doing very well, but they'll tell you that I used to have formal letters that had to go out to request the clothes to even get any of the stuff. Yeah, because I knew y'all had potential. I knew
y'all was going to be something.
I knew you was going to be somebody. I saw something in you. I swear I did.
Did you know, because what you said earlier is that, you know, he said he wanted all of the girls to look like you.
Yeah.
Did you know that you had a thing? Like, did you know that you were fly, or you were just kind of like...
I don't even think I was fly. You know what it is? Fly is such a culmination of things. Mm-hmm. It's a demeanor. It's an aura. It's kind of how you speak, how you move. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I can come and hang out with you guys and sit in a room, be a fly on the wall, and afterwards, and we'll chop it up and crack up about everybody. Not all girls can do that. Mm-hmm. I'm like a boy girl. Like, mm-hmm. No, I'm not no man. I know y'all want to say, I knew she was a man. Nobody. No, I'm kidding. But no, but seriously, I can hang with the fellas and, like, crack up and have a good time. So I had a thing. It's a je ne sais quoi. It's a thing. It's a thing. It wasn't always about style or fashion. Mm-hmm. So that's where people get it confused. They think, I'll go in Gucci and I'll get the whole new mannequin look that just fresh off the runway, and I will have that thing, and you may or may not. You
that
know
was
what
my
I mean?
Nickname for a second.
Think about it.
Tank was the mannequin for a minute.
You were used to wear all that head to toe?
I mean, when I got a little money, I was like, just give me that.
Give me that whole. I need all of that. And the clips that's holding on.
Give me, him, whatever that's doing.
Man.
I know.
Because,
I know.
I mean, because you got to think, like, me as a kid, you know, I didn't grow up in anything fashionable.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. I was in Milwaukee. My clothes were hand-me-downs or from the discount mart or from rummage sales. You know what I'm saying?
Best stuff too. It's, now.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
The best stuff.
So, sure. But, we and then know. Even getting older, moving to Maryland and finally making a little money in the church and stuff like that, like, I would like venture off into like Kenneth Cole. But the suit was still Oak Tree. You know what I'm saying? Because I still needed the discount suit. You know what I'm saying? You get the suit for
$99. He's an Oak Tree man?
Oak Tree, $99.
You had a lot of potential as a young person.
Listen, I know Oak Tree with a Oak Tree suit with the Kenneth Cole shoe, and then I top it off with a Versace tie.
He'll appreciate this. I used to work at Oak Tree, so like.
That's what I'm talking about.
And BCBG.
He stays shouting out Oak Tree. This is the funniest shit.
Come on
ever.
Now.
I used to work at the one in the where Nordstrom's was in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That big. They closed now, Nordstrom. But yeah, on Powell, that whole thing. I worked in it.
Wow. So that was my, you know, and that was church kind of style, which is different from back then.
Very, very
different
much so.
from, you know,
street style,
the street and the entertainment style. Like, I didn't even know what that was.
Or he how was you good get, and ancient.
Like, where do you get that
good
stuff from?
Good and ancient.
Until I went on the road with Ginuwine. Uh-oh. And then, you know, that really introduced me to the silk shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because Ginuwine bought all the silkies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was my other client.
Oh, I know.
But one thing about G, I don't care what you bring him from the designers, he gonna be like, well, put the Batman collar on it. She be like, I should be like, but wait.
He was like,
wait, wait, wait. Yeah, no, he didn't want nothing. No. If he saw it in like GQ, he'd be like, no, that shit wrong. He wanted to straight up Gordon Gartrell at all times.
Yes.
Period.
But so when you say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an art to that as well, because there has to be a separation.
Individuality, yes.
There has, especially in entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are not supposed to look like your neighbor.
That's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes, let me tell you this, sometimes less is more.
For sure.
For sure.
Agreed. And that's when sometimes niggas like him take their shirt off, because like you said, less is more.
I just give up. Like, right? Get it in.
Fuck it, I don't like
I ain't sure about this outfit.
I don't need to go to
Gartrell. We already use the shirts.
I'm come out here with the one I was born with. But we have to have separation.
Yeah,
we have
true.
To have individuality in order for somebody to want to buy into you.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Let me tell you what I say. Some of my favorite fashion style icons are like James Dean. Mm-hmm. There's like classic. I can't say this enough.
But that nigga wasn't singing.
True, but right? He was cold.
He was a cold actor. But he wasn't singing.
But he was what women look. It's not about just what you do. It's about, it's about being attractive. This is the thing. You want to make men want to be like you,
mm-hmm.
and you want women want to lay down with you.
Absolutely.
That's what the goal is. Whenever I'm styling an artist or I get a client, I think about what the demographic is. Who are we trying to appeal to?
Yeah.
So we want women to want you. And we want men to want to be like you.
For sure.
That's how you create a strong image. If it's a little questionable and women want to wear what you have on, we might have a problem a little bit.
So you couldn't have styled Prince?
No. But I'm also a Michael Jackson person. So, growing up in Oakland, you were Prince or you were Michael Jackson. My mother loved Prince,
mm-hmm.
but I was MJ to the bone. Like it was like a battle. You know what I mean? How like they battle over like whatever, over ball players and stuff.
Oh, no. That Prince Michael Jackson.
It was Prince or Michael Jackson. Like you had to choose a team.
Yeah.
Pick a side.
No, my mother and my father. My father was Michael Jackson. My mm-hmm. mother was Prince.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my mother was Prince too.
Yeah. My mother was Prince.
And he used to be all in my the only Michael
light
Jackson.
The only light skinned man my mother ever loved.
Who? Yeah. Really?
What?
Yeah.
She wasn't fucking with nothing light skinned. She was like,
my mother be like, get it up.
Only Prince. I don't know. I was like, Prince?
Yeah.
All of
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Nah, Prince. So I get it. You're absolutely right.
You had to pick a struggle when I was growing up. So I was Michael Jackson because then he was like, I don't know but he still had curly hair and baby hair and stuff.
But it was still not normal.
It was still not normal.
It's still not normal.
He
like,
still wasn't wearing normal clothes at a point.
Like, nah, that man had on a cart. First of all,
Mike had rosy cheeks. He was out here your cheeks and Mike's cheeks right now.
After Off the Wall.
Y'all gonna see these cheeks.
After Off the Wall, Mike went somewhere else.
He did have on that yellow cardigan.
Come on.
Y'all remember
the
yellow cardigan? The yellow cardigan picture. His cheeks were rosy.
That shit ain't normal. We selling something.
True, yeah. True.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I never thought, don't hurt my life. Because I love food.
No, but he was an entertainer.
That's true, though. That's
right. Right? Like, actors can get off the whole, you know, aesthetic of, oh, I'm every man.
Yeah, yeah.
But a musician has to get off, I am the man.
Yeah.
I'm him.
Yeah.
So what separates me and makes me him?
That's true.
So to me, when artists do, you know, certain things that maybe I don't agree with, and it's something I might not have worn, mm-hmm. but I'm like, okay, I get it. That's, you know, you getting your shit off.
I struggle with that. You know what I mean? I struggle with it because I'm probably a little boring in the sense that I really like classic things because I want to be able to look at a photo of anything that I either worked on or that I've worn and look at it 10 years from now and not hate it.
And I hate it.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like, remember them big old bell bottoms? Right. Like, you know what I mean? I don't follow the trend of what I try to wear, just kind of classic. I keep it really, really safe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are very adventurous stylists. And they'd be like, just cut the bottom of your booty out. It's okay. Yeah. I'd be like, no, that's not. Because I know that you're going to look back at it and regret it.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes less is more. And classic, it just transcends time.
Do you have a regrettable?
I got a lot of them. Listen, I will say right here. Where's the camera? I am not the fashion icon. I'm not without flaw in that regard. Do I have great style and taste? Yes, but sometimes it's in hindsight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've messed up. I've definitely messed up on a few. Not that many.
But you have to, though.
Yeah.
In order
you
have to get to it.
And you say that you're not, but I believe that you are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what?
Hold on. You know what I mean?
Since we said.
Oh, you about to pull up a fit?
Well, we not.
What you about to pull up?
Let me think of something real bad.
Look at my phone.
Doo-doo, like Jeopardy music.
You know, because
she said pretty bad one.
She said she's not, right? So,
okay.
And she said she's not a fashion icon. I just want to just go down the list here. Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin. Patti LaBelle. Chaka Khan. Sierra. H-Town. Janelle Monáe. Fugees. Aaliyah. Toni Braxton. Mary J. Blige. Timbaland. Tweet. Brian McKnight. Blue Cantrell, Jim Crow, Usher, Music Soul Child, Jazzy Faye, Ashanti, Nas, Ginuwine, Raheem Devon, Drew Hill, Latoya Luckett, Next, Chris Brown, Chris Tucker, Maxwell, Lloyd, Anthony Hamilton, Sam Salter, Something for the People, Jesse Powell, Life Jennings, Plies, oh, that's great, Kevin Gates, Omarion, Sammy, Glenn Lewis, Cardinal, Offishaw?
Yeah, Cardinal Offishaw.
Cardinal Offishaw.
Yeah, the homie from Toronto.
That's my guy.
Tank. Gerald LaVert. Joe. Jonte Austin. 702. Pharrell. Dr. Dre. T.I. Wow. Jagged Edge. Guru. Mace. Silk. Sugar Free. And more.
Sugar Free is my dude. Wait, but can I tell you the one person I didn't hear in that list, and it's very important, I will shout him out right now because he's my favorite client, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd.
I did say Lloyd.
Oh, you did say Lloyd. Yeah. Lloyd is my guy.
I said Lloyd.
I love Lloyd.
I love Lloyd.
Yeah. Lloyd is awesome. Such a humble,
such a great kid.
Listen, grateful.
We are Lloyd fans here at the Army Money Podcast. 100%.
Lloyd, I love you. Lloyd knows. And is he a Capricorn? And he's a Capricorn. I knew it.
So, this is not normal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your client listing and the people saying, hey, whatever she's doing, I need that.
Right.
That's not normal.
That's true.
Right.
Like, that should, like, okay, maybe four or five of these referrals.
Yeah, facts.
Outside of that, it just becomes what you do.
We need Tamika.
We need Tamika.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC.
we dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More than a style person, I'm kind of more of etiquette. It's kind of an etiquette thing. It's kind of, come on now, when you had that on, you're supposed to sit like this because you don't care. Because this is something I would say.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I say, you put that on and you grab your hat when you're singing and you need to.
It's lifestyle, too.
Showing the. It's kind of choreography, but not in the dance sense. Because, no, I'm not a dancer. But you know what I mean? So I kind of give swagger. It's a swagger coach, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I think. Maybe I'll change. I'm sorry. I have to change my title.
Swag coach.
No, really. No, for real.
Listen, when you put on certain shit,
You got to act different. Always say, don't let that thing wear you. You're wearing it. So if you got it on, don't just have your sleeves like, I have on the new Gucci collection from the, I got Pharrell's new runway. No, dude, don't let it. You got to wear it.
Throw it on. Yeah.
And your attitude has to match the garment.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to change. I'm gonna be like, you can't wear that because you ain't ready. That's flyer than you right now.
Yeah.
The clothes can't be flyer than you. You got to be the fly one. It's your demeanor. It's who what you're giving. You got to be able to pull it off. But then you also can't be too extra. So it's always like a
right. Yeah, you got to find a balance.
It's a balance.
It's a balance.
Right. But that's like, that's why.
Yeah, it's a balance.
You're hired for these jobs because people understand that you know the balance.
Then I got
and
unhired.
That you can be the
How did you get unhired? Well, what, you know, fire me.
I didn't hire and fire nobody.
Wait, hold on.
I never hired and fired anybody.
That's right.
I didn't have that kind of power. Jomo probably fired you. You and Jomo used to argue like cats.
Jomo never fired me.
Jomo come walking in with that coffee. Like, what the fuck is all of this?
Yeah,
Tamika, what the fuck is all of this?
Yes, he would.
Him and that goddamn
I was an over budget queen.
Tank not wearing all this shit.
I saw more for you people. I did. I was like, he deserves chrome hearts. What do you mean?
Hey, Tamika brought it.
His boy. Did you see this coat?
The first album?
That's the first album.
That was
the first album.
His second video.
Oh, yeah, I'd have fired you too, Tamika.
Ass Lloyd with his hat on.
His second video.
Yeah, I used to throw that
shit. If Tank is my new artist, I'm firing you too, Tamika. So wait, you got a $25,000 belt?
He had the same voice. He had the same voice.
Nah, I get it.
You see? He had the same ability.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay.
You saw the future.
I did see the future. I promise you. Yeah. Like, if you bring me an artist and I know that artist is mediocre, mm-hmm. I am definitely not using all my contacts on that person. I'm sorry. No offense.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go in and be pulling from fair. Gucci and every, you know, and getting clothes from everywhere and putting my credit cards on the line because that's what I used to do. There was a lot.
Come on, speak on that. Speak on the business side of that. Come on, because we have aspiring stylists,
sure,
swag icons that are watching this that haven't become that yet, and they're trying to figure out how to get there.
How to do it.
Let's talk about the business side of that. You need some credit cards.
You need...
What do you need? What you need to get in this game?
It's very relationship-based.
Yeah.
Okay.
In terms of what stores you can pull from, what... I mean, my artists have burned a lot of bridges for me, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have
been on set. I've done, you know, the rapper and all his homeboys in the clique. I won't say any names. And they come in, all their homeboys who are not signed to anybody. Shit.
Right.
You know? Rummaging through the club.
Oh, taking the Cartier frames. You want them because they like them. And I'm like, what are those $1,500? Oh, guess who has to eat it?
Right.
Because you can't pinpoint who took them.
Mm.
But you know it's one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? I used to get messed up. I used to get burned, but I was never in it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I really had a passion for it. I really love the final outcome. I love to see it all come together. You know what I mean? Like all the pulling, all the days of running around and trying to find the size 43. And God, I can't get to 43. I need the black ones because they go with the... And going through all of that and then actually seeing the actual day of the video and all the fire and all the pyro and stuff happening. I'd be like... This is why I do this.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I love what I did. I'm kind of retired, sort of, semi.
So like where a lot of the, like, explain to them like the pulls that are pulled and then returned. Because I think people still don't realize that even red carpets and all of these things, like those clothes ain't in the closet. Like,
a lot of it is very, very, very much borrowed. Very much borrowed.
Very much borrowed. And you got to have either the relationship.
It's like a wedding day.
Or some money to put
something
up.
Borrowed, right. Something borrowed, something blue.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got the relationships.
Or some money to put up.
And the money to put up. Because even with pulls, because obviously I got friends that are stylists as well, like there's a fee that comes along with that too.
So there are stores that you can go to. That's, again, new stylists, if I could say anything to you, don't put all your eggs in one basket because every artist and every client isn't worth you burning, you know, and going through all these different stores and these relationships. So, yeah, you got to be kind of mindful. Don't go crazy on everybody. I think stylists, I don't even like to call myself that anymore because it's a kind of watered down term. You know, everybody's a stylist.
Everybody's not a stylist.
Well, I mean, they call themselves it. So, you know, if they worked at J. Crew for 3 days, they'd be like, you know, I'm a stylist.
Everybody's not a stylist. Just like everybody says they're an artist or everybody says that they're a rapper or everybody says, you can say whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The proof is in that list when the papers come out.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the budgets come out. There are people who are going to get those budgets to do those things for these people that I just named.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Drake said, if you don't tell me your model if you ain't been in Vogue.
Right.
Like there are levels.
No, but then also having like vision boards. People also think like, oh, I'm just going to come and say I'm a stylist because I know how to get dressed.
Yeah, no.
But can they also put it together for someone to see it?
I'll tell you something. In order to get the job, you're going to laugh. To work with Usher, I had to do a presentation at his label, you know, Falana. Shout out to Falana Williams. I had to come with like boards. I had like fabric swatches and sketches. Like literally, I had to put together a serious presentation.
Well, it makes sense though. Because it's like
it worked out. I had, you know.
Yeah, because it's like what is the audition for that?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? When you get to that level of an artist, it's like that level of an artist. They want to see, you know, not so much so what you've done because what you've done is definitely going to get you in the room.
Yeah.
But they want to see what exactly can you do?
What are you going to do for that artist?
For me.
Yeah.
Something that nobody else has done or can do.
Yeah.
Somewhere in one of my storages, I still have those original, because they brought me in after he did, I think it was Pop Your Collar.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody knew that I needed to shake things up and kind of give it an edge, which is obviously what it has now. And I think my first job was You Got It Bad. Probably my first video was You Got It Bad. And I wanted, again, that was the two things that I wanted to marry. No pun. But the two things that I wanted to put together was women to want him and men to want to be like him. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was You Got It Bad. Where you ripping, you know. Yep. So you need a certain sex appeal that had to happen. And a certain masculine vibe had to happen too. Because it's a fine line. Because with art, with you male artists, it's a fine line from feminine to masculine. You guys have to really know you're riding a line. And today, I guess it doesn't matter because this is a very fluid world we're in. But
yeah, you can identify as a lot of things.
Anything. You could be, I'm a giraffe. I'd be like, well, shit, I didn't learn it. What? I had to go back to my books. Like,
how do I style a giraffe?
What do I do with a giraffe? Yeah, so you know what I mean? It's different now, but just, I'm old school.
You are old school, because I remember I saw you one time. I can't remember what I had on.
Oh, shit, what'd I say?
What I had on. I was on my Miami Vice early, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was the suit, it was the pant was cut off right at the ankle, you know what I'm saying? Loafer, no socks. She's like,
that's that trendy.
She said, you gotta put some damn socks on.
You know what? Because I don't follow trends.
That ankle meat ain't.
Because guess what?
I don't see your ankle beat.
Is that style gone? Have you seen? It's kind of gone.
What's style gone?
Dude still got no socks on and little short pants on?
Little short pants on?
No, I don't think nobody wearing
like
little...
them damn pedal pushers on y'all. I'm sorry, I don't like it. I ain't with it. Sorry, I ain't with it.
I do the no sock thing a lot.
I mean, I'm okay with no socks. I'm okay with but no socks, but I
it's preference.
I think it, but it also like, it's as we go back like to Genuine, it's how you own a thing, right? Like I watched Genuine own some Hush Puppies and a Jean West silver shirt.
Wait a minute. Own in his defense, it's for dancing.
No. It's not a defense thing because he don't need defending.
No, he doesn't.
He'll tell you, oh, I'll put that shit on.
Yeah.
And he'll go out there and he'll rock 60,000 people.
We used to argue.
And they will not know the difference.
Right.
Because that man, Genuine, went to work.
Well, first of all, if he's in Kentucky, they don't know.
Man,
it depends. I love
it's
it
not so just Kentucky.
Okay,
right? We were Dallas. We were Houston. We were in major cities with these silkies
Macon.
On.
Because
if he had one on, I had one on.
It was falling out.
If he had one on, I had one out. It was the man, though.
Genuine
was the man.
He is.
So it was just like I remember. It had to be Dallas. Dallas or Houston.
I hooked him up with his wife, by the way.
Remember Genuine had the swirly. Swirl right to swirl.
That ain't fair. See, now that's where you get above my pay grade. I don't do the hair, so I don't know.
I saw a grown man
with the
Genuine swirly swirl.
What was the swirly swirl?
It was
like the facial hair.
Yeah,
like
he had it cut into a little squiggly.
Yeah, sure. A little squiggly.
A nigga had to, and that's when it was like, okay.
Michael Jackson had a drop curl. He had the drop curl.
Michael Jackson had the little.
I'm going to go back to your guy because I know that's who you are.
That's your guy. That's your guy.
I ain't going to be too much on Michael Jackson. I ain't going to do too much on Michael Jackson. The drop curl.
You know what I mean?
He did. I had it too. That's what's so sad.
That's shit.
You're right. It was a little fluid going on because I had it too. I had to go and get that curl too.
And the reason I reference Genuine is because I think like, even as we say Genuine, who is my brother, I don't think he's crazy in terms of style.
Yeah.
But I think he was such an amazing artist that that part of it didn't really matter for him because he was that amazing of an artist.
No, but he had a vision. He knew what he wanted.
Of course,
he knew exactly.
No, he knew exactly. When he walked in, no, give me the green. I'm like, you going to wear the green? The green leather? Okay. Do you think, though, that artists have been hurt? You know what I mean? In terms of their ability to connect to an audience because their styling wasn't right.
100%. I have to say this. I firmly believe that success as an artist is 40% talent. 40.
Okay.
Low.
Okay, 40.
60% imagery, style. Because people fall in love with you as a thing first.
An entity.
The talent and stuff, of course, is what sustains you and it'll keep you there. But you have to have the right imaging.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the right imaging. And I just, I'll stand behind that, you know, and I'm sure artists and labels will argue. I'm like, no, he can sing. No. He can play the piano and the banjo.
I promise you they won't. Right now in 2024, yeah, they are not going to argue with you.
They will argue because I have gone to labels now. I'm looking at artists now and today. They need imaging so bad.
Yeah, but I'll say it like this. They are definitely looking for a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
That is completely... Like, now, it used to be a time where you used to be able to separate the artists from the other people that were in attendance.
Mm, no, you can't.
It used to be a time.
No.
But now that the look, the rap look, the rap street look is, I don't know who that is.
Right.
I don't know who
that is. I have no idea who that is.
I don't know which one. Right.
But it's for some reason, that aesthetic is driving the marketplace.
Yeah.
Right.
Literally 100 miles an hour.
I don't even know what I would do if they called me and say, I need you to do any of the littles and all those different rap. I'd be like, ooh, I don't know what to put on them. I just go in my closet and just bring them some shit. I don't know. I'd be like, I got something I know. I don't know what to do.
It's like, and everybody's trying to find the separation. I think like a guy like Travis Scott
mm-hmm.
has figured out the separation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's subtle, but it's different.
But I mean, but you also will.
My sister's like, I want an earring in my nose. I'm like, which rapper? I had to think, like, which one of y'all got an earring in y'all nose? He copying. No, you can't get that.
But what happens with, like you said, a Travis Scott, right? Or a Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, uh-huh.
Like, they also separate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
By finding, you know what I mean? By being like, you know what? I'm not just going to buy this Montclair puff jacket.
Right.
Yep.
And
right.
These, you know, these purple jeans and sag them.
Yep.
And be like everybody else. It's like, no. I'm going to actually go and find what my style is.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm going to go and now cover this 60%. Because I got my talent.
Right.
Is that what they're doing? Well, I think that Kendrick definitely for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I think guys now are just, they have huge budgets because they got money and stuff. So they just go, like, I'm going to Louis Vuitton. I'm just going to buy all of Pharrell's new stuff right. And get the Tim's and da-da-da-da. And I'm going to go to Gucci and get all the new. They just want the new. They don't care if it's style. I think it's just designer.
But I think that's together. I think that's the pack.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
is it? I think that's the pack.
Yeah.
But I think the guys that are above that pack
mm-hmm.
from R&B or hip hop or whatever
mm-hmm.
are still separating themselves.
Yeah.
Good.
They're still separating themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good.
Like, it just in my opinion.
Good.
I agree because you're not going to see anybody with what Beyonce has on.
No.
No, you're not.
When you go see Beyonce in show, wherever you pull up on Beyonce,
you're going to see Beyonce.
And if you see anybody with it on, they're trying to copy her.
Right. Absolutely. They took a picture somewhere and said, can you make that?
They're like, make anything close. Yeah. Now, she's definitely doing original.
Like, what would be your advice to an artist with selecting a stylist? Sitting on the other side of it.
I would tell an artist to interview a couple of people and number one, see if you match energies.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she comes in and she's like, in my former life, I was
hysterical.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? If they're not, if you don't have the same vibe,
mm-hmm.
y'all don't even like the same music, that's probably not your person. You need a person that understands your music. Because what I always do, I sit down with a client and I'll say, tell me what you don't like.
Okay.
What colors do you hate? What will you never wear? That's what I ask because that eliminates a whole category. Right. Then I don't have to waste my time in the store picking out gray and you hate gray.
Yeah,
you're never going to wear gray.
Mm-hmm.
So then why did I pull all this gray stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So you ask them what they don't. You got to learn the mind of the client. And so I would tell an artist who's trying to choose a stylist, make sure she understands who you are and what mm-hmm. you're trying to convey because she needs to, I always say, send me the music.
That's a big part, yeah.
Yeah, they call me and they say, I want you to do, I got this new girl, she's dead. I'd be like, send me her music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let me listen to it. And if I can close my eyes and say, I get it. She's like Meghan Trainor or she wants to do Adele. She's trying to be, you know, and then I can see it. Then I can visualize. Then I say, you know, what are her sizes? Then I think about what I'm going to, you build it. Styling is more, it's mental because you got to think, you're trying to sell this concept and this image to the masses. That's what we're hoping to make some money, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, there's a lot more into it. It's not just you like clothes and you got relationships at Bottega and you can run and go get all the stuff.
Yeah.
Bottega may not even be his style.
Right.
He shouldn't have on one thing Bottega. I don't care if the manager's your cousin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That ain't his style. It's conservative. It's, you know, that's not his look. So yeah, that's what's really important. It's not about designer. It's about understanding the image and the body type.
Yeah.
That matters.
I think that's the biggest part. Like an artist has to understand, like, has to be understood.
They also got to understand themselves too. This is a confusing time. Well, yeah,
it starts
time.
There too. Because I mean, yeah. I'll take it from me. Like, I didn't know what I was supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was a cross between. In terms of talent, I was a cross between Brian McKnight and R. Kelly and Babyface.
Sure. So
all three different spectrums of a style. You know what I mean?
Right.
Of a style conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
So you guys were fostering, you know, those moments for me so that I could identify something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or try to. Still took me a minute after that.
Yeah.
After Jay Burmack. Burn all my stuff in my closet at one time. Because I love Zara, and I think Zara was very dear to me.
I love them. I love Zara.
I loved Zara.
You don't love them anymore?
No.
They just get tricky for me.
I
really?
Yeah.
I love them. That's an easy...
The cut of things.
I had a relationship with Zara that was unmatched.
Zara needs to hire a black designer.
There we go.
That way you can marry the two, you know, the European stuff. Because
but in the beginning, they had it.
They
in the beginning.
That boy was red carpet out.
You kidding me?
Zara. Yeah. Zara. I'm like, so you gonna wear that to Zara. The Transformers?
Hey, I remember.
Red carpet?
Let him live. Don't do that.
I remember I was in Live with a couple Zara pieces so on.
Like, yeah.
And I walked up on Breon, and Breon had a Zara piece.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Breon, he don't seem like he could fit Zara. You know what I mean? Because it's not cut.
Breon was smaller than. They make 2X. And you know what? We're going to get out of there. Shout out to Breon.
Shout out to Breon because that's my brother. Whatever. That's my dude.
We looked at each other because nobody was in Zara at that time. And I was like, you know. He's like, nigga, stay out my store, nigga. I was like,
stay his store.
A nigga claiming Zara. Hey,
he was claiming Zara,
like,
nigga.
Poor Punky. Hey. He didn't know everybody and knew then,
like,
about it.
And then, like, I just stayed on it a few years too long.
This is gonna be
and Jay
easy.
Was like, I think if we're going to go to the next level, we got to start with your styling and your image. And I'm like, I'm all ears. I'm like, yeah, Jay, lead the way. Like, show me where I need to be. He walks in the closet. He's like, we should burn all of this.
Burn all of it? Who said, who? Oh, you said
we should,
that?
We should burn all
you did
of this.
Not.
I was like,
that's where we started.
You said burn all of this.
That's where we started.
I was like, yeah, that's everything. Yeah, we should burn it.
Because we go back to right, the imagery side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my, this is just my opinion. And yeah. I appreciated my brother for listening to me in that space because he was Tank. It wasn't like I was inheriting something that,
right?
Oh, nigga, this is just terrible. You got to fit. No, it's just like, no. Okay, what are the little things that? What are the tweaks that we can make for the places that we're trying to go?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can't. It's just, you know, this from a style standpoint. You can't wear the same outfit to different places. Some places, you know. Hey, if I'm invited to the White House, I got to get White House ready.
Yeah.
Code switch. You got to code switch.
Hey, it is what it is.
That's right.
So we were trying to elevate R&B music for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to do it with everybody else. That wasn't our plan. It wasn't like, oh, well, R&B is this. No, I'm not telling y'all what to do.
Right.
We have business together. We're partners in our business. He came up with the name R&B Money. I said, okay, listen. Okay, so if we R&B Money, it got to look like it.
Got to look like
it. It got to feel like it.
Yeah.
That's what I said about my show. They wouldn't let me.
But
you're right.
These are the things that we have to do to get to the places where we're trying to go to. And because sometimes it's not just about the talent or the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the surrounding things that propel those things.
Yep. Yeah.
Propel that thing.
Yeah.
So now everybody now says, oh, well, now that I think you're fresh, You talented as hell.
By the way, you can sing.
Yeah. By the way, you can sing.
Like, nigga, you couldn't hear that I could sing that many years ago? This is tank. But I was literally looking at it from a consumer standpoint.
Yeah.
What do I see when I see him? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What do I see when I see her? What? That's how I've always operated in business.
Yeah, you're like artist development. You get it.
That's where we all come from.
That's where we all come from.
Yeah.
I think it's sometimes, though, we forget about that part.
Yeah. Don't you think labels and everybody should bring that back?
Absolutely.
Well, they should bring it back, but it all depends on the business that they're in, right? Yeah. If they're in the business of building career artists, then yes, for sure. But if they're just in the business.
I literally sent my resume around trying to get a job doing, because I wanted to bring it back, like Motown used to have.
But now they're just
they were looking at me like, what?
They're just in the business of selling music a piece at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
So the artist technically doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The development of the artist technically doesn't matter because they're getting hot off the phone.
Yeah.
They're getting hot
off
the
phone. The only real option, honestly, is to create it and then deliver it.
100%.
That's, I mean, honestly, I mean, because I understand your mindset of like, yeah, I send it to these labels. So, because there's a check involved in that and it keeps it going while you're doing it. But the truth of the matter is, it's finding and developing it and then saying, hey, you know, now you guys got to pay a premium for it.
That's true. That's
because we're here now and this, you see how polished. You remember that word?
Yeah.
In the music business?
Polished was a word.
Polished was a word.
It was a word.
You don't hear it much anymore.
No, you don't.
It's archaic.
We don't see it much.
They'd be like, oh, that artist's polished.
We don't see it much no more.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want
to. LaFace was polishing them back in the day.
What?
They were
100%.
LA was.
They was not playing.
You had to have
games.
Everybody that came out of the machine was amazing.
And that's why that's a legendary label.
Yeah. That's why those artists are legendary.
Because they took that time to develop.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, it's just a quicker turnover.
Piece at a time.
So trying to sell that as I'm just going to come in and work with you guys or for you guys within this space, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. They'll give you a headache.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a clothing brand called Eli Kish.
Eli Kish, I like the
Eli
name.
Eli Kish.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
My son's name backwards, Kyle Ishmael was his name.
Wow.
He passed away, so I took his name and I kind of inverted it. So all my business endeavors now are dedicated to Kyle.
Okay.
You know, you lose a child, that's where you, that's where your mind goes. So, so I still love style. I still love fashion a little bit, but I love style more than anything. So I have Eli Kish, which is athleisure and luxury loungewear. So this is like you can, you know, go from the couch to the cabana. You know, if you want to throw it on and you go, you know, from your pool and you say, let's take a flight. And you can throw it on some shoes and you're cute still. Comfy, cozy clothing. And then I'm doing animation. Yeah, I'm getting an animation world. So I'm writing stories. You know, I'm on my second book. I've written two books already.
I didn't know that.
Come on, shout out the books.
I got two books.
Come on.
Here I Stand in a Beautiful State. That's my memoir about my life, how I got into styling, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then I have White Bras and 101 Style Faux Pas.
Shit.
So, I'm killing it. It's funny. I talk about lace fronts, etiquette on planes.
Yeah.
Don't bring a hot ass stanky foot.
Etiquette on planes.
You know. It's
Love that.
Let me tell you something. Because think about,
don't bring this onion sandwich right next to me.
Yes, I talk about
I'm
that.
I'm going to choke you.
I will kill you about some curry. And guess what? The food may taste good to you, but to the passenger, it stinks.
Yeah.
Or coming into a space and being loud and obnoxious. Mm. I hate it. It turns you. Yeah. Because style is not just what you wear.
Yeah, talk about it.
It's the manner in which you do things.
Yeah.
Mm. Your style. That's your style of a person.
Speak
how
on.
You just how you move.
Yes.
So I talk about how you move, your style. So my book, White Bras. So I have that. I did that first. And then I wrote my memoir. Now I'm doing an animated children's book. It's a whole series.
That's
the Odd Life of Kyle Lyles is cool. Gonna be pop culture heavy, style heavy.
Of course.
And it'll have learning and teachable moments for the kids when they read each episode and each, you know, hopefully it'll be a cartoon. That's what we're working on.
That's really dope.
Oh, that's great.
I'm getting an animation. Yeah.
That's really dope.
Love
I mean, we're going to support you, but we would love to have some of that on our bodies.
Yeah. You will.
Yeah, some athleisure.
Some athlete. Because I keep athleisure.
Because that's athleisure right there.
And then you got your show coming on TV.
Oh, you guys gonna be on TV?
Yeah,
oh,
come on, come on, come on, come on now.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, with the rosy cheeks.
They done let the cap on television.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
They done let the cap on.
I am going to be on a show on WeTV. I'm just really trying to promote my business.
Yeah.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah,
it's called Bold and Bougie. We're going on WeTV. February 15th, we premiere.
Come on now.
I'm just nervous because, you know, when they edit it, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So I may go from cool. You'd be like, she needs some style. I'd be like, damn, I didn't even say it like that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Bold and Bougie.
Bold and Bougie.
Bold and Bougie.
WeTV.
WeTV.
Bold and Bougie.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I already know what's going on.
I'm so scared.
Because we know it's some bad and bougie.
We know it's some bad and bougie.
We know it's some acting up on there.
I ain't twerking. How about that?
I ain't twerking.
That's what all everybody does now, so I'm not twerking.
You ain't see that fit?
I don't even know how that works right there.
They're going to find a way to twerk. I don't care what it is.
Oh, they're...
Yeah, I'm about to say,
occurring. I'm not.
Yeah, you're
not, but
somebody is.
Why wouldn't that become a thing besides back in Africa?
So I don't know if you...
Who's the first twerkologist in America? Who do we owe this genre to?
That's a great question.
Because that's I was gonna say maybe an Adina Howard, but she wasn't twerking though.
She wasn't.
She was dancing, freaking in the morning. Sexy.
Can we give it to Uncle Luke?
No, they weren't really twerking.
They were twerking. Come on, Uncle Luke.
The two live crew, the girls that used to travel with them.
I used to love it.
Luke and them was saving lives.
Yeah, pop that. Pop that. Pop that.
They was turning boys to men.
Ain't nobody tripping at an Uncle Luke party. We all mesmerized.
Hey, we are good.
I don't know where I was during that time.
He's right there.
I wasn't there. I swear I wasn't there. I was a mom already.
Ain't they putting the Freaknik documentary out?
And you know what? I was already a mom. I wasn't in Atlanta yet. I was styling heavy during Freaknik. I was getting money back then. That's when the budgets made sense.
Yeah, huh? What you got over there, champ?
Okay. You know, she's been around a lot of music a long time, a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I love talent.
I just feel like, you know, in her journeys.
Yeah, what you think?
Of putting that shit on.
Uh-huh.
And putting that shit on people.
Yeah, you gotta have some music to play while you're doing that.
She's found some favorites. So here on the R&B Money Podcast, we like to ask those questions. Tamika, who's your top five?
Yeah.
Your top five. Top five. Your top five. R&B singers. R&B songs.
Yeah.
I wanna know, who's got the clothes put up on the show. You got to tell me your top five. Yes. Raji the Prince. Top five.
Out of his mind. Y'all share a birthday.
Tamika. Foster
Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
All the chocolate.
Okay.
Who is your top five R&B singers?
All time.
Male and female, or just male?
You can mix male it just to top female. Five. Just mix
Dang,
it
I need 10 then.
Top 10.
Y'all gonna think I'm biased.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
You gonna crack up. Mm-hmm. In no particular order.
Yeah.
Layla Hathaway.
Ain't no crack up. It's amazing.
Yeah, start there.
It's a raspy situation.
Whew. Fire.
Okay.
She fire.
Layla Hathaway. That's not fair because you got Layla, then you got Jasmine.
Okay, come on. Keep going.
Talk
come
to talk.
You just got to go fast then. Come on.
Talk to talk. Yeah.
Usher.
Okay, Usher. Okay,
come on now.
Okay.
Come on now. Why not? Yeah.
There go three.
I respect it.
Come on.
Tank, you got to be in there.
Come on, Tank.
Come on,
Chrome Hearts.
Put Chrome Hearts in there.
Come on, Chrome Hearts.
Put the Chrome King in there.
Because you're a singing talented individual.
Thank you so much.
All right, my last one, because I'm not going to count Mike or Prince because they pop to me. They're more than art.
Don't give them people our king.
Don't do that.
I didn't want to give it to them.
They are.
They
Michael Jackson's in it. Okay, that's six.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Them usses. Them is us.
That ain't fair because Beyonce ain't there.
Beyonce.
I need six.
Top six.
All right. We stop. I'll live with that. I'm sad. I got about four because I ain't say Patty or nobody. But okay,
seven.
These my people. It's like my people. Patty's my mama. That's why.
She on the list. No.
Okay. You give me Patty too. Now that you say.
Of course.
Give me young Patty.
That's my girl.
She used to be.
She'll call me and be like, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're in labor. I got these Grammys I'm going to. I'll be like,
ooh. Well, when she calls you next time, tell her that the R&B Money Podcast
needs her
on the show.
We'll go to
I'll
her.
Call her.
Listen, I like Philadelphia. If I need to go to Philadelphia, I go to Philadelphia.
She will cook for y'all.
I love food.
I stay hungry.
All I'm going to say is consider it done.
That's all I'm
I'm still in that call.
That's my Tamika, family. For real.
I'm going to give you street publishing for when I use that.
Consider street.
All I'm gonna say.
All I'm gonna say.
All I'm gonna say is consider it done.
Period.
Huh.
Poo.
Poo. I'm not gonna add that.
I'm not.
But
don't add poo.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you got.
You gonna be on the cusp at that point.
Sometimes you gotta quit when you a hit.
I'm gonna be like, it's not for me. Jay Bell time.
Don't worry about it. It's not gonna happen.
All right, here we go. Your top five R&B songs.
Yeah, them jams.
The jams.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
They not stuff people heard.
Okay. Well, listen, let them discover it then.
It's your world.
Let them discover it.
Y'all gonna be mad, but guess what song I like?
Go.
Before I Met You. Do you know the song?
Before I Met You.
Who's Before I Met You?
It's on the Here I Stand album. Liberian Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love Liberian Girl.
Yeah.
I think I played it like 20 or 30 times in a row one day. I used to love that song.
Anita Baker, Got to Feel the Need in Me. Feel the Need.
Oh, yeah, you going there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, we got to have some
That's
Anita.
That's feel good music.
Got to have some Anita.
Mm-hmm.
And then I Couldn't Love You More, Sade.
Oh, you're going to go from Anita to Sade. Yeah.
My playlist is.
Yeah, now this is a. Yeah.
Jesus, what a song.
That's such a
what
song.
What a vibe.
If time was running out.
Let's talk about vibes.
I mean, she is the vibe.
Oh my God.
She's the vibe.
Something.
Something by Lele Hathaway.
Yeah. Okay.
We got five.
We got five.
We got five.
Yes.
We'll take that. Okay, let's do this. We do a thing called a Voltron, R&B Voltron. It's an R&B super artist where you take different elements of different artists and make one artist. So you would have to get the vocal from an artist, the performance style from an artist, the styling from an artist, and the passion of the artist, the heart of the artist. Who would you get for your vocal, one artist, to build your super R&B artist?
Jasmine Sullivan. I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to argue that.
She's so bad. She's so bad.
Performance style on stage.
Usher.
Jasmine singing, Usher performing.
Clean.
Okay.
The styling.
Beyonce.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Because it's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Beyonce.
The passion of the artist, the heart of the artist.
Can I have two for that one?
Yes. Come on. You can.
Okay.
You can.
Beyonce and Usher.
Ooh.
There's some hardworking people.
Hard-working
I will say hands down, I don't know people that work like sun up to sun down kind of working, like never tired, like round the clock.
Must be done.
Right. Must be done and we'll get it done.
They're chasing perfection.
Yep.
Perfectionist.
Yep. Yeah, they're chasing it.
But you, it's there's a, that's a separation.
I promise you.
It's a separation.
Yeah,
you're naming.
If I could say this hands down, that is the key. You know, there's a person that can outwork you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They will outwork you. They will outwork you.
It's you can tell by
can
where
tell.
They are.
Yeah.
They'll outwork you.
Yeah. You gonna add that extra segment for her?
Huh. And Who's going to style the artist?
Not my ass, because that's too much for me. Not me. I really love, who's Fantasia's stylist? His name is, I love his work.
Who's doing the work right now?
Right now.
I love him.
Yeah, whoever's
And I know who he is.
Whoever's putting them clothes on her right now.
I can't think of the name either, because someone just mentioned Fantasia's style to me the other day.
He's great. You're great. God, I hate that I don't know his name. I'm annoyed.
Clothes on Fantasia. I mean, I would say, the last year or so?
Yeah.
Cooking.
Only because the camera's on, I can't remember. Because please don't take it as a sign of disrespect, because I have told him, I've tagged him. What is his? D-Hawk. You're killing it.
Cooking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Out here cooking.
We got one more thing
one
we want to talk
thing.
To you about.
One more thing. Okay. We can't let you out here without here. This.
Oh, before we get God. Out here.
Yeah. Come on. Take the church.
We're about to go
to church. Take
the
church.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no name. Where you was?
Come on.
Who you was with?
Yeah.
What you did? Don't say she. I ain't saying no name.
nigga always breaking something.
I can't stand him. What did he break?
Who knows? Who knows?
A key?
He can afford it. He can buy another one.
What? A key? A rule?
He can buy another one. So, yes. So, this, speaking of rules,
tell the rules.
The rule to this game is you can't say no names. Mm-hmm. So, you tell us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up. And the journeys, yeah, of town business herself. Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
If you don't say no names, you ain't snitching.
Yeah. That's true.
I like this game.
You know what I mean? And the only rule to the game is you just can't say no names.
So that's easy.
Give us one. Come on, give us some. I'll beat you two if you
want
to.
What's the question? Get to it.
No, it ain't no question.
It's you.
You. You tell us a story without saying no names. A funny or fucked up story or a funny and fucked up story.
No names, though.
Just no name. That's all. It's very simple.
I had a client.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Like, here you go. I had a client that once wanted to wear something so badly that they could not fit this garment. So they did their album cover, and the entire back of the jacket was cut open and reassembled by just what I would refer to as nigger rigging. Nigger rigging. It was a nigger rigged outfit.
So the outfit has no back to it.
None. If you want to buy, should there have been a drone, we would all have gone home.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just cut the back out.
Whole album cover. This is a great album. People love it and know it. And yeah, he or she is backless.
Wow.
For the drip.
For the drip.
It was not near this person's size, but we, from the front, it definitely was.
Oh, that's great. That's actually a great story.
You go.
That tells you how far we go.
For the drip.
Yeah.
For the drip.
And for the image. Add to that, if it was a consignment piece or at this point, now you got to buy it.
Well, you can't buy it. Like, if it's a sample and for something that's not out yet and we're pre-season, which we generally were, you can't buy it. You just gotta explain, or you gotta have it assembled.
You gotta explain.
You can reassemble it before
you
the
end. You can't reassemble a jacket down the middle.
Of course you
can.
Cut it on the seam. What do you mean?
You mean cut a jacket?
Jackets have seams.
Which one kind of jacket?
Any jacket.
Jacket
has a seam somewhere.
Is that rich? You don't have a seam in the back?
Nope.
Well, no, because that's not fair. It's neoprene. That's not fair. Come on. But
she kicking that knowledge right now.
I have no idea what it is.
Neoprene.
It's a fabrication.
It's fabric.
He can go scuba diving in it.
I wish he would. I'd be cracking up.
He'd be flying though. My daddy'd be like,
come out the water like this on you.
Aquaman,
you better believe.
You just gave him a bad idea.
Come out the water.
Get your goggles, Rich.
You
Fresh.
Kidding me?
Rich,
he
Fresh
should do
you.
Some goggles.
He should. See, I sell gamers to be sold.
Gamers to be sold. You just messed up.
Rich.
Definitely go have some goggles.
Strike that from the record.
I'm gonna need 25% of that,
right, Rich? Because he will
gonna need the other 25.
You know what though? That's actually a dope ass idea.
It's a really dope idea.
My brain, though, is rapid fire like that. And that's why I don't be talking on these goddamn podcasts.
What are you talking on ours?
He's talking on ours to me and Scuba Steve over here.
I love y'all. Scuba Steve. Aquaman. Aquaman Tank.
You're diving in the goddamn Aqua outfit, Tank. Man.
That's our whole campaign, though, for those. Now that I think about it, I just thought of a whole bunch of shit. Man. Rich, holler at me.
Rich, holler at us.
Yeah. Oh, now us. It's us. Now we us.
It's on our podcast.
Because I manage you.
You own a percentage.
Because I manage you.
Oh, okay.
I manage the idea, the think tank. You know, you come to us to get it right.
This is a really dope platform you guys have.
Thank you. And I think it was just, you know, for us, like, first, you are the first style icon to be on the show.
Thank you. No more, actually.
You know what this is.
And we're going to end that with this.
Damn.
Jealousy.
We want to give some light.
They all get ready to take all the credit. And then, you know, I had got the hanger that she put that on.
No, you were first.
They be coming with. I was the one that ran and got the lint roller for that video.
Ain't no assistants coming in here to undermine what you have created.
They do. They do every day. I see. I hear it.
Listen, you got to, I mean, think
my
about
class,
it.
My class, be called me like, was it you that got the jacket or was it her that got the jacket? I'd be like, I'm the one that put the custom buttons on it and the embroidery and the, yeah, so, yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
So listen, Tamika, my birthday twin.
Yeah.
Twenty-four years in.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been love, man, since day
I
one.
I know.
It's always been family since day
I
one.
I love all of my clients. Can I tell you, everybody I've ever styled, they're like family.
Yeah.
Because it transcends just style and dressing and socks and whatever and baubles. It's kind of a mindset. Again, a meeting of the minds. And we talk and we'll be in there. I'll be like, you think? You know, we'll be in the trailer like, I don't think that color's not going, that's going to look terrible on camera. You see all that going on? You don't want to have those patterns moving. So like we really talk and get into, it's kind of psychological.
Yeah.
So, you know, people always ask like, how do you marry one of your clients? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know, you know, but that's how, because you become very, very good friends.
You start sharing that kind of space.
You really do. And you become really, really close friends and you guys hang out, whatever, whatever. And then here we are. You know what I mean? It's just... It happens. You're like BFFs. We really become close. So, yeah.
Well, you're my dog.
That's my dog.
And we appreciate you.
And we're birthday twins, so we're like brother and sister.
Yeah, and I appreciate you for doing it, because we talked about it. We told you we wanted to have you on.
Yes.
And you said you would come.
Yes.
And you came.
Thank you.
And so we really, really
and here
really
I stand.
Appreciate it. Because it's like, it's the information that these young entrepreneurs need.
Yeah, they do.
And a lot of this information, it transcends all workspaces.
It's true.
You know what I mean? The biggest lesson of them all is just hard work.
It's hard work.
Dedication to the craft.
And if I were to give one tidbit of advice to any, when you are working with anybody that you're aspiring to style or assist or whatever it is, remain professional.
Yeah.
Professionalism is so important, because it's easy in such a personal job to kind of cross the lines, you know, and kind of like if they hear you talking and chime in like, hey, you know,
that ain't your business.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Mind your own, you live long in this business. Seriously. Yeah. So I always try to tell them professionalism is key, and present yourself in such a way that you want, you know,
they want you back.
That you want to win and they want you back.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the Arm Your Money Podcast, the authority on all things.
Yeah, tell them about it.
R&B.
Come on, man.
We put that shit on right.
Yeah.
Huh? And we got one of the originators that put it on me. Tamika Foster, y'all ready now.
Yeah.
So fun.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.